for he knew that what the Skin Horse had said was true at last. The nursery magic had happened to him, and he was no longer a toy. He was real. The boy himself had said it. That night, he was almost too happy to sleep, and so much love stirred in his little sawdust heart that it almost burst. And into his boot-button eyes, that had long ago lost their polish, there came a look of wisdom and beauty.
"But I can't help it if I'm growing too fast, Grandma," George said.
"Of course you can," she snapped. "Growing's a childish, nasty habit."
"But we have to grow, Grandma. If we didn't grow, we'd never be grown-ups."
"Rubbish, boy, rubbish," she said. "Look at me. Am I growing? Certainly not."
"I imagine your own mother offered considerable guidance when you and Lady Anne were in my condition." Her ladyship's eyes narrowed.
"Why should you inquire about my mother?"
"Oh, the Countess was my husband's grandmother. I wish to learn more about his family."
"She was a lady of high principle and impeccable reputation," she declared defensively.
Elizabeth was uncertain how she had given offence.
"It's not the stick, it's you," said Mr. Twit, grinning horribly. "It's you that's getting shorter. I've been noticing it for some time now." "That's not true." "You're shrinking, woman." "It's not possible." "Oh, yes, it jolly well is. You're shrinking fast, dangerously fast. You've got the shrinks, that's what you've got. You've got the dreaded shrinks."
Mrs. Twit began to feel so trembly she had to sit down.
"You are referring obliquely to the death of your late husband."
"That is so," she admitted.
"You want me to investigate the circumstances of his death?"
"I want you to ascertain for me exactly how much is newspaper chatter and how much may be said to be founded on fact. 3 deaths, Monsieur Poirot. Each one explicable taken by itself, but taken together surely an almost unbelievable coincidence. 3 deaths. And I'm afraid, Mr. Poirot, horribly afraid, it may not be the end.
What you really demand is that I shall protect your son. I will do my utmost to keep him from harm."